episode 44 of Off Color Cast. This is an EDH-centric podcast that loves to focus on the serious, the impressive, and the awesome of EDH for Command. I'm Chris. I'm one of your hosts, of course. I play this game, and I'm a huge butthole. I've got some guest hosts, as usual. Let's talk to them. Let's say hello to our boy Cassidy Silver, a.k.a. Actually, you don't have a nickname, so...
What? Okay.
Dude who writes on TCG Player. That's your nickname. So say hello to the kids at home there, Cassidy.
Hey, kids at home. Thanks for coming back for another episode. It's been a while. last week we can sort of claim technical difficulties, but besides that, it's us just being totally lazy. Like Chris said, check out the articles on TCG Player. Those are coming once a week. And I'm at Writer of Wrong on Twitter. And my alias is actually The Casshole, just so you know. That's my wrestler alias, so.
That's too bad. What's your finisher called?
The Chill Pill.
Oh, that's right. What was that? Did you just kick him in the balls?
No, it's a stunner.
Is it the Ace Cutter?
No, it's a Stone Cold Stunner.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
That's
I'm going to eat some fruit snacks.
I think some abdominal stretch should be somebody's finisher. In the modern era. I think that'd be pretty sweet. Okay, so we've got another guest host here that you're used to hearing. It's our boy Calvin Russell, also known as Captain Red Zone on the internet. Why don't you say hello to everybody here, Calvin?
Hey, everybody. It's Calvin. You know me, Captain Red Zone, right on the internet. Usually the guy who plays red, does aggressive stuff, random things like that. You know the deal by now. If you've been listening to the MTGcast Network, there's a chance that I've probably been bouncing around on various shows in the last couple of weeks. But, you know, that's kind of what happens when the boys sit in a home with, like, a bunch of just spare time doing nothing.
I mean, there's no accounting for taste, I guess. All right, and I've actually got a special guest host for y'all. It's, you know, your best friend on the internet of Dear Corey Jude fame. It's our boy Corey Jude. Why don't you say hello to everybody?
What's up, guys? This is Corey Jude. You probably don't know me from anything, unless you follow some really cool people on Twitter. That's where you can usually find me, at Corey Jude. And the ongoing joke is people write in to me and ask me for advice because I'm usually not very good at giving it.
I mean, I don't know if that's a joke. I mean, we just do it.
Yeah, you know, it's a joke in of itself, so.
Yo, I need those deck hints, man.
You got it, bro.
I don't know how to build shit.
Super secret tech.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Bam. Intro it on. Okay. Well, that wasn't too hard. All right, man. I'm gonna go take some Ambien or something, and then we'll be ready to go. This episode is going to be a snoozer.
Oh, come on.
I'm being harsh. Okay. Yeah. Let me get my 3DS, though.
All right, people. Calvin, also known as Captain Redzone.
We're going for you!
Swag. Back
when we
want! Into the red zone.
Swag. We're going for you!
Swag.
Back when we want!
Into the red zone.
Okay, kids, so this is going to be an episode where it's just all Calvin topics, so if you want to shut it off now, go ahead. We won't fault you. But we realized that we were not giving our boy a voice lately because, I don't know, he's had sick kids and whatnot, and bunch of other things, and he hasn't talked a lot, so we figured we'd just give him an entire episode to say whatever the F he wanted after we perused the things he said and made sure it was okay, of course. You know, we always vet everything here at the OCC. But, so I'm gonna shut the F up, and we're gonna let Calvin bring us into our first Calvin topic here.
Okay, everybody. The first topic that I'm bringing in is gonna be something I'm calling weaning yourself off the luxury. And the main premise for this topic is that recently I've joined the MTGO clan online and playing Magic online and trying to get the tickets and all the various stuffs and learn how the MTGO client works and shit like that. But everybody kind of knows that I'm not really that much of a person who likes to spend too much money just playing online because I don't like digital cards as much. I mean, like if they're free, sure, Cockatrice was great, but that's gone. So enough of that. But since I've been on MTGO, I've been doing what I can to try to just build decks there. And I've come to realize, like, there's certain bots there that I can pick up certain things for cheap, and there's certain things I can do. And then I've realized there's a few staples that I don't actually need or use as often anymore. like the big staples for like different certain colors, like the Green Sun Xenos and the like say a Boros Reckoner for your red white decks or your other random things like your Sensei's Divining Tops and Umezawa's GTs and swords and stuff. Like these cards are great, but I've come to realize I really don't need most of them when I'm playing MTGO. Mainly because like a lot of the players online that I've come to meet, either one, really don't do shit for like 6 turns. So my like attack everything deck actually just kind of just shows up and does a little bit too much. Or what ends up happening is that they end up just being cutthroat combo players, and then upon which time, like, my deck just ends up, like, doing nothing, and, hey, it just died out before I got a chance to even put my second or third land down. I got a chance to play a couple games one week the other day with Cassidy, but that was a while back, though, as of recording of this.
Yeah, it was still fun.
But it was still pretty fun, though.
Yeah.
And the other thing I liked about MTGO is it actually gave me a chance to realize that certain cards that I really didn't like playing with in the real life actually work a lot better online, like the werewolf cards and the various flip mechanics. And I've actually come to enjoy a bunch of those cards that I kind of really didn't want to play with in, like, paper. So I'm slowly getting to the point where... As long as I'm not using staples, I think I'm going to keep building a bunch of different EDH decks online. But the topic for today is pretty much me talking about things I want to build and things I'm going to try to play around with online to get an idea for what I actually want to do with Magic, the Gathering online. I'm going to stop saying MTGO online because that's starting to get annoying. You know what I'm talking about.
I know. You have to spell it out for Christian.
Yeah, to spell it out. It's like it's 4 letters, M.
I still like calling it Modo, because Modo just rolls off the tongue better for me.
I think you're going to have to call it Magic the Gathering, the card game online client version. That's the only way I'm going to be able to figure it out. Also, the cock does have a shady server where everyone's connecting to play, I think, right now.
Yeah, I heard about that, but,
Yeah, it's kind of like the getting the eHerp.
It's like I could do that, but in the same token, it's like unless that version of it is actually going to have like updates for new cards on it, it's kind of useless to me.
Mm-hmm. I saw people were actually using Workstation again.
Yeah, I was thinking about Workstation too at one point in time.
You found Spider-Man again.
It's kind of like finding Jesus, right?
Yeah. Like you don't find Spider-Man, Spider-Man finds you.
Have you built any decks with green in it then?
Me? Yeah. I've actually started like, cause one of the first things I did when I started, building with, decks was I started going for, actually the first thing I did, I found like a bot that had like, a bunch of rares for like, a ticket, like a 20 ticket rare, like 20 rares for one ticket, something like that. And the first thing I did, I just put like a dollar down. I just looked for like every legendary creature that I might actually find of interest in there. And, you know, I found a couple personal favorites like Argus Cost and stuff and Rakamar and Ashling the Pilgrim and a couple other things like that. And what's the red-green elf? The way she attacks, she gives you mana.
Yeah, Rada.
Yeah, Rada.
Yeah, like I found her.
Yeah.
So I started building a red-green deck where I kind of put her at the helm. And that's because I kind of need a legend at the time. But then after I spent that one ticket, I started going back and looking through stuff to see what I could get for a ticket. And I just spent a bunch of like, I think I spent like a good like $7 or something like that on that one bot, just picking up random stuff. And I picked up pretty much like a copy of every werewolf from the Innistrad block that I could find.
Except for Huntmaster.
So yeah, except for Huntmaster. Like, but the weird part about it is pretty much every werewolf in that entire block is pretty much in, like less than, like, a ticket on this thing, except for that one guy.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they're mostly terrible.
Well, him and the mayor of Avatar.
Yeah, the mayor. And the guy, I like the guy who breaks artifacts when he flips back.
Yeah. The Kralenhard Wantons or whatever.
Whatever they're called. Like,
yeah, they're pretty cool.
Like, dick wolves.
Yeah, like, and strangely enough, but like the vast majority of like all of them, like there's really only just that one and like the mayor that was just the only ones that I couldn't seem to get a copy of. But the other ones were all just right there. And so I picked them up and I sort of built, cause I picked them up and I see this, like, I said I was going to try to build a 60 card deck so I could play with my brother a little bit online so we can get used to the clientele. And I built a red green deck with that and some of the random like stuff that got down that I got from the, booster pack that they open, that they give you. The one that has like nothing but commons and uncommons, but it's like a, like 300 cards or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What? I don't think I opened that yet.
Yeah, they basically give you like a Deckmaster's toolkit.
Oh, yeah. I gotta check that out in a second here.
Yeah, and then after I opened that up, I built a deck out of those things. I built the first thing I built was a red white attacks deck, because you know that's pretty much like my first thing that I wanted to see if I could actually build for whatever it was. I think I actually built one for like $4.
So wait, you're telling me you built a red white deck?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I actually do the red white deck. I'm as shocked as everybody else.
Shock of the evening.
Yeah.
And but the fact that like the thing that caught me about that one was like a bunch of the cards that I got for it were actually really cheap. And I was actually kind of surprised because like, damn, I kind of expected certain cards of mine that actually were like personal favorites of mine to actually be a little bit more, you know, more
like
than
5 cents.
Yeah.
I'm stuck here on a mech, but every day Judson over on Twitter makes me feel like a tool because I'm not on MTGO. He shows me all the sick deals he gets in his 50-cent decks.
Well, I mean, you're still just basically giving them money and praying that they never, like, shut the server down.
Yeah.
So
you're hoping that Skynet doesn't take over MTGO too, you know?
Come on.
Reset. Oops.
Besides, you know how to run VMware, Corey Jude.
Yeah, but nope, I'm lazy.
Yeah, it is not a fun thing to try and
no.
You know,
drives and shit.
I actually had a lot to say to this topic because I also just recently started an MTGO Modo too. And the thing I noticed when it came to Legends available is all the cool reprints that were in like the Masters Editions, I think they're called. You can get, what's her name? Gwendolyn Corchi, which is normally like a $20 card in real life for like, you know, she was one of the 5 cent rares, you know, in the bin. And same thing with Aiden Oakenshield, which is a really expensive Legends card that was never reprinted, you know, in the real life. But, you know, apparently he's not worth very much online because I got him for cheap. So,
side note, have you seen what all of those have done in paper prices like in the last 2 weeks?
No.
It's pretty ridiculous. Aiden Oakenshield's now a $50 card.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, so is Hazazon Tamar.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, those
Angus
guys are all
almost $100. Yeah.
What? Angus? What the?
Yeah, dude. 90 and some change.
Wow. Wonder what's going on.
Huh.
Like Hazazon Tamar.
No way.
Oh, yeah,
I got
the one
that
I'm calling Jay-Z. I don't remember
him. My brain is like hurting right now. Hold on one second.
I bet you they're cheaper in Italian.
Ooh, that's just racist.
No, yeah. Right.
Italian,
oh my god.
Italian Legends is like barely having the card.
On TCG, there's only one person selling it on TCG Player, and that's for $78. Angus McKenzie, that is. But Jesus, that's ridiculous, because he was like $25, $30, not even like a month ago. Yeah.
Honestly, he shouldn't be $25, $30 either.
I agree. So the spike looked like it happened on March 20th. Spiked.
I think the same cabal that bought up all the Alorans is now just buying up bad legends.
Yeah, all the.
So whoever it was that decided to buy up all the doubling seasons is now going for legends.
I don't think anybody was buying up the doubling seasons. I just don't think anybody had them.
I just think one person just bought up all the ones that was available and just now it's like kind of like trying to corner the market, expecting it to be reprinted.
It looks like Aiden shot up on April 4th, so that was more recently, but what is going on here? Okay, well, that kind of shocked my ass. That's something to talk about. All right.
So are you guys still running, like, the tried and true ramp spells and stuff like that, since those were never expensive to begin with?
Yeah. I noticed it's harder to pick up commons and uncommons because, like, you only have so long to trade, and, like, when you're picking up, like, 3 million commons for one ticket, like, they'll be like, you have 30 seconds to trade, and you're like, what? No, fuck you. You know,
yeah,
so.
Like a lot of them, like you have to like keep adding, you have to add a new card like every minute or so, or it'll just close the trade.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know, but
like the ones I've noticed is like if it has to reach a certain point, so they consider it worth taking the ticket out of your collection. Because like I actually had like a bunch of cards where it was supposed to be like 300 uncommons for like for a single ticket.
Yeah,
I got like 50 or 60 or something like that commons picked out. but then it's like, for some reason, it just refused to take the ticket and actually let me get them because it was like 0.02 or something like that from some of the comments I was pulling up.
Yeah.
And I was like, how in the world am I ever going to get a hold of the remainder of these comments if you won't allow me to just pick these up and then come back, give me the credit for these?
I think you can do the credit thing, but I just don't know what I'm doing on there, so I'm just like, fuck this, I'm going to go play Alpha Centauri.
Well, like, it's a lot, I mean, and it's a lot like the EverQuest Bazaar, because only one person can trade with a bot at a time, and, like, the bot has to be online to do it. So if further down the line, if they add, like, an auction house or marketplace thing, I think trading will become a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a little awkward. It was pretty cool how easy you could get free stuff and, you know, trade for cheaper cards. And, you know, Beardy mentioned when he was on, when we were talking about this a little bit, you know, like the JIT's pretty cheap online and stuff like that. And also, I did check, Scavenging Ooze is about $20 online, so you can buy a Devour or Counterpunch for $30 and then turn around one card to make two-thirds of it back, so that's still pretty cool.
Not yawning. I swear.
Just jumped online to grab to double check my collection real quick.
Yeah. So what are there any choice cards that you find yourself running that you would have never run before that have been pretty interesting for you?
Oh, there's actually a few cards I've actually found that I thought was interesting. And I mentioned it on whatchamacallit before, but what was the card? I can't remember the damn name for it now.
Because I know most of my online decks will just run terrible enchantments, because those are my favorite cards anyway. So, like, I don't know, anything that's a stupid enchantment that's going to bone other people is something I'm probably going to put in a deck.
Mm.
To the point where they have become my staples online. Like, the one that gives you lizards every time somebody doesn't cast a creature spell during the turn. I'm like, give me them lizards.
I was mostly just looking to build decks that were similar to mine in real life. So, like, my Gwendolyn Decorgi deck in real life was, like, a Grim and Liliana's Caress was actually super easy to build.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with, like, the Hypnotic Spectre was on the list of cheap cards, and so was a lot of the other discard cards. So, I actually just made mostly decks that I like. I haven't had enough money to buy Counterpunch yet, but I really want to start building, like, a budget Carador deck, because that's, like, probably my favorite three-color deck right now, you know, so. But, yeah, I mean, there's any card that's not, like, above, like, a few dollars in real life, you'll probably be able to find, you know what I mean, for cheap online, so.
I've come to the conclusion, I don't know, when I build an EDH deck anymore, I'm just so tired of every single legend. I don't know how it happened. I'm just, like, I'm bored of all these people.
Yeah, it happens. Actually, this happened to everyone this time of year last year too. Mm-hmm. With you know, after Dark Ascension, everyone was kind of like, "Fucking Commander's boring as shit." You know,
I wouldn't go that far.
You know, I mean, like, it was the doldrums, and I think once the new sets start coming out, more spoils and stuff, and you know, all the summer products start getting revealed, we'll have fun stuff to talk about again. But yeah, it's a little boring. I think a lot of people are kind of like, let's do something else for a little while. Not me, though, because I have a financial stake in this dumb format.
I mean, that will always be your biggest mistake.
Yeah, pretty much.
I guess I've never made Reaper King. That's always been something that I've been meaning to do.
Reaper King's pretty freaking cool, dude.
Yeah, most Reaper King lists are just a bunch of changelings. And then you get, and then you get, like, the loop where you get the champion, a couple of the champion changeling cards. And they just keep championing each other.
Yeah.
That's stupid. And then you just kicked right Reaper King, so that you have 25 Vindicates. And it's like, alright, cool.
Not as fun. I think it'd be more fun to just do, like, Heartless Summoning style artifact creatures. That'd be fun. Put the Rakdos in there and stuff and just cast all your creatures for nothing.
Oh, well, I have Udric. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I guess I'd just build attacking dudes with it. Eh.
White weenie decks are pretty fun. I have a Darien deck that I've always had a lot of.
I prefer black weenie.
Yeah.
Sup, Calvin? Oh, wait, I remember. I picked up a Thelon of Havenwood not too long ago. That's the deck I want to build.
Oh, yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Stupid Thalids.
They're probably super easy to get.
I can't imagine any of the Thalids are worth anything.
Yeah. Not a single one, actually.
Ta-da.
Did Calvin disappear on us?
Yeah, Calvin, why aren't you leading us?
Oh, shit, I was on mute.
God damn it, Calvin.
Oh, God.
Because I'm sitting here, I'm like looking at, like trying to look at some of the cards that that you were talking about that I had actually found online and never got a chance to really play with. But like once you mentioned that, like my wife brought me some food, so I like muted because I didn't know what she was coming for. And then like I'm sitting here kind of like mumbling to myself, but like everyone was just kind of going around. I just kind of thought, God, for some reason I didn't even notice. My bad.
That's funny.
Good one, Kevin. But, proud of that.
Let's see here.
So it's a great moment in podcasting history right now, folks.
This is like real riveting. Like the kind of thing that all the viewers kind of have to, like, you know, want to know the various things that's going on in my mind.
So real.
But, one of the cards I actually did get a chance to find online that I thought was actually really interesting was Fight to the Death. And it's a card that, like, before I didn't even realize, like, where the card had came from, but like it was something that that I got a chance to look online, and Fight to the Death is red and white. It's an instant, and it destroys all blocking creatures and all blocked creatures. So one of the things I actually kind of liked about the card is because like, you know, it's kind of like having a Wrath of God when people attack. So if someone attacks somebody else, you can kind of like wrath his board and the other person's board if they decide to block the incorrect way. But in the same token, the good thing I actually liked about the card was that since it was an instant, I could actually get a chance to use it. But it was the card I hadn't even noticed, like, even existed until I started, like, going online and looking through this rare binder. And it fits, like, really well into, like, a decent deck for, like, something like mine. Because even, like, when I started thinking, like, of various ways to use it, and I'm not really going to get too much into too many details of what I've used it for or combos that I've come up with it, because that's somewhere else. You can go check that out on, like, what was that, Kitchen Things? Whenever that episode ever post up, it's there somewhere.
And we're going to post through our site at one point.
Kitchen Things?
Yeah.
Show of War and Peace.
I think they're right. Dead.
But they never really came back. No. So
they died in the Great Britain Fire of 2013.
they died in the, they realized they hated the show and decided to stop doing it. Fire maybe.
Oh,
I don't know.
Those are smart. Those are some smart dudes.
Yeah. We accidentally survived. Yeah. Just sitting there in the burn ward. Nobody unplug us.
Kill me. Kill me.
But. A couple of the other cards I didn't really get a chance to ever really play with were some of the green ones that I came up with. Like the, what was it, like Krakenora, like with the Evolve.
Yeah, Krakenora is awesome.
I didn't, like I said, I usually don't really play with green as much anymore. And other cards that I had a chance to play with that I haven't played with in a long time was like, what's that, Bestial Menace?
The Beastie Menace.
Well, I actually really, gives you a bunch of tokens? Yeah, like I actually liked it because like it's a nice way to get a bunch of tokens, and I didn't even really think about it until recently. Like, yeah, that's actually something that I've kind of missed playing with when I did play with green.
What about, have you brought back the World Way Classic Wolfbriar Elemental?
Oh yeah, I just picked him up.
Oh yeah,
I put him in my Aiden Oakenshield deck. Holy shit, that's gonna be awesome. Whenever I actually decide to play MTGO, which is probably not going to happen soon.
I've logged on a couple times. I just never start a game.
Yeah, I just have been obsessed with other things. So, like, I only have too many computer screens, so fuck Moto for now.
And Moto actually gave me a chance to kind of realize how good, like, 5-alarm fire actually can be.
Oh, my God. That card is ridiculous.
Like, it's one of those cards when I looked at it, I was like, it looks like it'd be okay, and I'm pretty sure that if I put in a deck that had a lot of attacking, I can probably work something out with it, but I never really expected it to be as good as it was. And for some reason in my mind, I thought it sacrificed itself after you removed the 5-tech counters. No.
That ain't happening, son.
A guy here that plays that card in Krinko, and it's gross.
Oh. That's awesome. That's like a finisher in like a half-heart kind of Krenko deck, huh? That's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Calvin actually was the one who showed me how good that was, because we played that online. And I was like, wait, you didn't have to sacrifice it? Wait.
No, this ain't no quest for pure flame.
No, yeah. It's like, okay, so you're just going to keep attacking, and I'm never going to be able to win. This is fun.
I mean, I'll take lava axes all day.
Yeah, for sure.
Because the thing for me that I was looking at is, like, because at first, like, I didn't even read it, because I was like, okay, I knew it was going to take the five counters off and do 5 points of damage, but then, like, I attacked Cass. It had five counters. I was like, okay, let's see what I can do and see what I can kill. And I took the five counters off of it and tried to, I think I burnt off, like, one of his creatures. And then, like, we're sitting there playing, and I thought Moto was glitching because it was still sitting on my side of the hill.
Exactly.
And I was like, God damn it, damn, because I thought my laptop had froze up on me. And I looked down and I was like, why is this still here? And like, nope, the game kept going. The clock was still ticking away. And I looked down like, oh, this doesn't go anywhere.
And then.
Stand right here.
Yeah, we both were just kind of sitting there staring at the card like, what? Wait, what's happening?
Like Moto actually gave, like, and the thing is, because it has, like, that built-in, like, automatic, like, rules kind of judge thing going on, because it kind of knows what it wants to do. Mm-hmm. Moto kind of gave me a chance to realize that certain cards like that actually work like that, because had that been, like, a real card, like, card-playing game, like me and Cassie at a table, that shit would have went straight into my graveyard after I took those counters off.
Yep.
Whoops.
I couldn't for the life of me figure out how to devour my creatures, though. That was really pissing me off.
Yeah.
Like, just eat them, fucking skull muncher, you idiot. God.
All right, how about you kill this segment for us here, yeah. Calvinator?
Before we go too much further into this.
Well, we're going nowhere with it, so.
Yeah, this segment's going nowhere, but it's actually been kind of interesting just to get a chance to try and talk.
Yeah, but we're not going to dig any deeper.
No digging deeper.
Yeah, well, we're going to hit a septic line for sure.
Hey gang, if you're like me and you're kind of sick of seeing Vorinclex get recurred for the 15th time, and sort of miss the days when you were bad at magic playing at a kitchen table with other people who are bad at magic, maybe you guys should check out clonemagic.org. What they have there is a custom set of cards, and those are the only ones you can build from. They change the rules, not the cards, and have a pretty good podcast too. Sort of reminds you of sitting on a porch swing with your granddaddy the way the host voice sounds, and it's awesome. So, if you want to feel like magic back when it was magic, why not head out to clonemagic.org.
All right, people. Calvin, also known as Captain Redzone.
We got for you.
Swag.
Be back when we won.
Into the red zone.
Swag.
We got for you.
Swag.
Be back when we won.
Into the red zone. So the second topic that I put into this list of off Calvin cast was Know Your Zone, and Know Your Zone basically is something that I was kind of talking about, how different decks just need to kind of learn what part of the turn or phase, or in my terminology, zone, their deck is built to abuse. Like, you know, like my decks usually are basically built for combat phases in battle and combat tricks and various things of that nature. So, and there's some decks that have combos that go off at the end of turn, or if you're the kind of person that's going to try to play around with like a five color deck and try to build that new, what is it, Mazes In?
Ugh.
The new card from Dragon's Maze.
What?
Are people going to actually do that?
Oh, the one where you get all the gates?
Yeah.
The one where you get, like,
of course gates. I'm going to do that.
Oh,
Escape Shift, come on.
Nah. Awesome. You get those gates the real way.
By drawing them?
Hell yeah.
You can keep thawing glaciers them, because it's basically a really terrible thawing glaciers in the end.
But you know, the thing is, like,
that'll be the first fucking card I buy. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You're gonna buy?
He's got him on pre-order.
I should pre-order it. That'd be awesome.
Hey, don't you just get just for showing up at the free release? Like, if you really wanted, Chris, I would just send you mine.
Nope.
But yeah, like, there's different phases where, like, you know, combo players go off at the end of turn with certain, like, you know, if you collect all of this and at the end of turn, you win, or there's certain, like, things that happen during the upkeep. And knowing your zone is something that I've come to realize that some decks just kind of like, you know, just seems like an interesting topic that certain decks. Let me take that one back. It seems like an interesting topic so that we can actually have something to discuss for a little bit here.
I'm gonna just play the Calvin intro three times. I think somebody's gonna shoot themselves.
I'm gonna be dancing. It's gonna be awesome.
But one of the things I've actually thought was like the most interesting, and since I've always talked about combat zones and stuff, I kind of want to like just skip over those for the moment because, you know, that's kind of what my segments have always been about. So one of the things I kind of want to talk about at the moment is the upkeep. That's one of the phases that I've actually gotten a chance to play around with a lot myself recently because I have a dredge deck that I play with every once in a blue moon whenever I'm actually feeling kind of combo-y. And anybody that kind of knows this show and knows what I'm playing, you know I'm talking about Beltor the Defiled. And there's this thing where at the beginning of the upkeep, if you have the Undead Gladiator, you can discard him to the graveyard to draw a card, I think it is.
Yeah, he cycles, right?
Yeah, he like cycles. So he's like, but you can only do it during the upkeep.
Oh, okay.
So in order for this particular zone to actually work with the you would need, let me see, Undead Gladiator, so I can actually make sure I have the actual word and you know what I'm talking about. All right, so in order for this zone to actually work, first off, you have to activate this ability during your upkeep, and you have to pay a white, a colorless and a black and discard a card to return Undead Gladiator from your graveyard back to your hand. And you can cycle him by paying a colorless and a black and discarding it to draw a card. But if you're playing with a dredge deck, once you get like a Stinkweed Imp into the graveyard, during your upkeep, you can basically bring the Undead Gladiator back and forth between the graveyard and your hand for 2 mana and empty a bunch of cards from your from your library into your graveyard by dredging away. Because every time you go to cycle the Undead Gladiator, you'll be dumping cards for the Stinkweed instead of actually drawing. The Stinkweed comes back to your hand. Then you pay the 2 mana, discard the Stinkweed, get the Gladiator back. I mean, this is something that one of the few combos that I know of that I personally use a lot that only happens during the upkeep. Because once the upkeep is over, you can't bring the Undead Gladiator back until the beginning of your next upkeep. Do you guys have any like upkeep like combos that you might want to think about using or anything particular that comes to mind before I continue?
I really like Paradox Haze. That's probably like my first thing that comes to mind every time I think of the upkeep. The thing that sucks about the upkeep though is there's so many cards that have the at the beginning of your upkeep statement.
Yeah.
Which like can only happen at the beginning and can't get triggered after that first starts. So like a lot of stuff like just becomes kind of awkward. Like you have to reread it and make sure you got the right upkeep clause, you know. Mm-hmm. But I can't really think of anything specific that I do with the upkeep. I usually try to avoid it. Although there's that one cool madness card that gets rid of your upkeep, maybe.
There's anything with the word cumulative in front of upkeep is usually pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why I stay away from it, is because of fucking that goddamn ability. I hate it.
I was griefing my playgroup with I have an Esper Urtai deck, and I had Paradox Haze out on somebody else, copy enchantment, Paradox Haze on somebody else, and I had Karma and Urborg out, and it was pretty gross. I didn't make friends.
You're a bad man.
I know.
Were you running Drought?
No.
So you're not that bad a man.
No.
Well, Drought isn't on Magic Online. That's too bad.
Is that really too bad, Cash? Oh, Chris?
I mean, I'd play it. It's a stupid enchantment. I mean, I use the upkeep a lot because most of my stupid enchantments trigger during the upkeep phase. And sometimes I'll finagle them the wrong way, but usually somebody's getting hurt for some sort of damage because they have cards in their hand and crap like that. But I've learned that I thrive mostly in the upkeep phase, and since I'm a bad Magic player, I also thrive mostly in the first main phase, because that's when I like to cast all my shit.
Well, I've actually kind of really liked the upkeep myself sometimes, especially when I'm playing with like cards for like Curse of the Cabal, because I like the suspend, and Curse of Cabal allows me to get a chance to actually sacrifice like permanents so I can be able to, like, have things that go off for, like, crushed blood braided, or if I happen to have a creature. Like, because what was it, at the beginning of each player's upkeep, if it's suspended, that player can sacrifice a permanent just to add two more time counters onto it. And I basically use it as, like, a permanent, like, at the beginning of my upkeep, I have the option to just sacrifice something to, if I had a, oh, I'm sorry, head's kind of a little, still getting over this cold. What was it, the grave fat, there we go. Hold on a second.
It's got the HIV.
That's not fun.
What? No, remember, you saw the South Park. You're allowed to joke about it now.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He's injecting.
Right. I think I'm back.
Are you?
Am I? Okay. But, yeah, I use, like, things like Curse of the Cabal so I can abuse stuff for, like, Grave Pat and get a chance to add extra stuff to the to Crest of Blood, because I can always, like, sacrifice a creature and boom, there he is, getting bigger. But the other good part about it is that, like, if I don't sacrifice anything to it and eventually the time counter starts to wane away, someone has to sacrifice something. And since it's suspended and it's in the basically in the exile zone, it's a nice sacrifice outlet that's kind of in an area where no one can really touch it, which I've always found, like, really useful.
Yeah, and it's not like, I mean, it's not like you ever really want the Curse of the Cabal to actually hit anyway. You're just like, yo, it's going to hang out here for a while. I'm going to sack dudes. What are you going to do about it? Have you ever actually fired the curse off at somebody, or has someone always usually kept it suspended?
And whenever, hold on a second, I can't stop coughing.
Gonna put you in a coffin.
Okay.
Back so soon.
Yeah. There's a very good chance I'm probably going to have another coughing fit in a few seconds, so let me see if I can get this out before I start again. The thing about the Curse of Cabal is, like, I never really get a chance to actually let it go off, and whenever I have it, I never have the 10 mana to cast it to actually let it do anything to anyone. Because by the time I usually have 10 mana, making a player sacrifice after a permanence, it really doesn't mean much of anything. But, like, every time I've gotten it, the first thing I always end up doing is going for suspend, even if I had, like, a good, like, had a way to make the mana to cast it, just because I liked having it just kind of floating around in the outskirts.
And how pissed off would you, how pissed off would you be if someone cast Omniscience and then cursed the Cabal?
Yeah, like, I can see why they, gave it a mana cost, because that block was all about stupid mana costs, but I think this would probably work better as, actually, no, because I wouldn't want to cast. I wouldn't want to cascade into it. I was gonna say it'd be better as one of those no casting cost spells.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I don't want it to be cascaded into.
Yeah, that would be way too easy to cascade into, because like that living death or living end deck.
Living end.
Because yeah, basically wins because it doesn't work well with cascade. So
I mean, it works very well with cascade.
Well, yeah, it works unfortunately, I guess.
But
because.
Is your computer next to the toilet, Corey Jude?
It was.
Yeah. Are you shitting during the show, Corey Jude?
Nah, I thought I was on mute, but I pulled a reverse Calvin.
I was wondering why you're so quiet. It's because you're fucking dumping over there.
Taking a crap.
Yeah,
dumpling.
Yeah, you take a crap outside the show while we're too busy taking a crap on it.
What the hell are we talking about? Cascading into fucking Cabal, this Cabal therapy, what?
A curse of the Cabal.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly it seemed like a bad idea to give it no casting cost.
Yeah, that would probably be not
be
a
awesome.
Good idea.
Oh, that's going to be the best line of the entire show. Sorry, it just is.
Yeah.
I thought the mute was on.
Actually, I might just edit, only have the toilet flush be the show.
Just edit everything around it.
OCC, episode 44, 15 seconds long. It's just the toilet flushing.
Yeah.
Whoosh.
And then add the episode as the actual next episode. Give that a number.
Alright, what the fuck were we talking about? Knowing our zones. Yeah. So, outside of, like, phasing, how are we manipulating the untap zone that much? And I guess, like, stasis.
Seedborn Muse activates on other people's untap steps, so you can't really prevent it.
Fuck Seedborn Muse, man.
Yeah, there's not too many things, though, because
the untap step doesn't even technically exist as like a zone. You're not supposed to be able to do anything during it, you know what I mean, I think.
Unless right? like something triggers.
Yeah, and unless something triggers, but for the most part you can't. I don't think you have priority during the untap step, but you don't have priority until the upkeep, so.
I think you can add a stop for it on the Magic Online, I think.
Oh, really? Like, mostly time stop is on the upkeep, usually people do. Maybe not.
Well, when I say add a stop, I mean you can have priority.
Oh, I see.
I can just double check that right now.
But as far as the untap, I really have nothing for it outside of just the weird random things like phasing or something just happens to come in.
God. Yeah, I think what you're bringing to bear is that there's a lot of phases where there's not a lot of stuff you can do.
Yeah, it must be, yeah.
But there's untap, there's the upkeep untap.
Okay, yeah, I lied. You can't actually put a stop on the untap phase. My bad.
Oh, okay.
So only think so. You've got to have something that actually interacts with it if you're going to do something.
Right. Otherwise, it just passes straight to upkeep after the untap happens. Yeah.
I guess that's why Fate Spinner can't do anything about that, right?
Yeah, and they probably didn't want to make another stasis card.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, at least you have a choice with Fate Spinner. You yeah. choose what you get screwed over for.
What was it? As far as, like, the draw step, there's always the various things that go on there, like Laboratory Maniac,
Dredge,
anything that you could actually use that might actually be able to take care of the fact that you could win using something that can take... You know what? I'm going to go get a couple water boards.
All right. Sylvan Library actually interacts with the draws phase, and whereas most of the other ones are upkeep triggers, so
yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
How much water? Do you think Calvin's actually getting water, or is he getting purple drink?
It's going to tap a little foil.
Is this the part where we ask this on Twitter, and then they have the home version, whether he's getting a purple drink? Oh, wait, wrong ship. My bad.
Yeah.
The home version was gone for a while, and I'm like, good God, finally, they've killed it. Then I got an email. Me and Gudong's got an email about another one, and it's like, what? I thought this was dead Gudong's. He's like, I don't know, man. I don't know why it's happening.
I just do what he tells me.
Run away.
Oh, God. What was I? Like, we were talking about a draw step, right?
I think you're talking about sucking dicks.
Sure.
Yeah. Draw steps.
You're like, make sure that you don't get your teeth on it, because that hurts.
We already did we actually did a draw step already, because we were talking about, like Laboratory Maniacs and...
Oh, are you running a Phantasmagorian in your dredge deck?
Am I running what? Am I what?
Phantasmagorian in your dredge deck. He's a pretty sweet dude.
Is he black?
Yeah.
Duh.
He's 7 mana.
That's racial profiling.
Oh,
if he's in the yard, you can discard 3 cards to return him to your hand.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Kind of cool.
Like, after you get one, like, after you get him in the yard, he's good for, like, pitching dredgers.
Hold on a second. What was this again?
Pitching dredgers.
It's from Planar Kansas. Phantasmagorian.
I just linked it.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I've never seen that before.
Planar Chaos?
Yeah. It looks like I don't know, I wouldn't want him to flate with all them teeth everywhere.
Yeah, he looks like Carp Jack Menace's little brother or something.
He should learn not to be a menace.
Yeah. Don't be a horror. That's wrong. It's illegal.
When does Maze's End trigger? Oh, it's just whenever. Oh, wait.
What?
Did they put the Maze's End trigger on the 3-mana ability?
Yeah.
So yeah, I gotta do that to win. I gotta do that
to win, yeah.
Yeah, you have to do... Yeah.
Wait. What the hell?
Yeah, you have to get to 9 gates, and one of them has to still be in your deck, so you can activate it to search the 10th one out, get it onto the land, onto the field, and then get
it. Well, you could have 10 gates out, and then just return it to your hand. Or you can have 10 gates out,
and then activate it.
Yeah, you can fail to find.
Yeah. That's still asinine.
But still.
It's retarded.
But the good thing is not like an end of turn thing, so it's not like you have to wait.
But, I mean, Thawing Glaciers is still a better card, and Thawing Glaciers has been taken out of all my deck.
You wait when I run, I forgot the name of the card. Crap. What's that Lands Ungiven card?
Realms Uncharted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I cast that and just bring up 4 gates, I'd be like, what you gonna do?
Crucible worlds in play, so it doesn't matter. I'm not even tempted to make the Maze's End deck. It's just not, it doesn't even sound good at all.
Yeah, it seems pretty terrible. Like, maybe
if your wincon dies to Ghost Quarter, it's probably not the best idea.
Ghost with the most quarter.
It just seems like something that if I were to actually do it, I would only like slide it into a deck just because. Like a 5-color deck that I had would be like Slivers. And it'd be the deck where I already have like all 10 of the gates anyway for one reason or another. And this would just be like the 11th card, just added in just in case it ever comes around to actually working.
I mean,
do you ever want a third of your lands to come tap though? That seems bad.
You can run Amulet of Vigor or whatever. Is that, did I say the right card?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm surprised I did.
But tutor for this Amulet of Vigor so my mana base isn't completely tapped.
Well, then you run Thespian Stage so you can have two Maze's Ends.
Oh, that's...
Just breaking the format here, bro.
I think the Scape Shift idea is probably the best idea.
That's Crap Shift.
Yeah.
We don't run Crap Shift.
Shut up. And then you can also do all the other cool stuff.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Do we have any more phases? The end step, I guess.
Yeah, the end step was the one I wanted to talk about. And that's because the card's like the Sundial of the Infinite. Like, that makes it so any card that says, like, at, you know, that kind of like ends at the end, at the beginning of the next end step or whatever, like Kiki Jiki especially, you know, just totally abuse those abilities. So every time I see something now, I'm just thinking, like, man, I wish it was feasible to make a Sundial deck, you know? Actually, if I made a Kiki Jiki mono red deck again, it would definitely have Sundial in there because red has a lot of cool stuff with that. It works with, you know, like Sneak Attack and, you know, Ball Lightning. It's just badass to, like, the Ball Lightning's like, he's about to die, and then it's just like, no. And he's like, okay. Okay, that was fun, you know? So, and then, you know, other people's end of turn steps too, I like to use a lot in, like, tempo and fast decks, you know, instant speed decks. So, end of turn is where I like, I guess. In the butt.
Yeah, Sundial is, I don't know, probably one of the better cards they printed lately, at least for fun.
Yeah.
I just like being able to end my turn whenever I'm like, all right, let's just get all this crap off the stack. Let's end my turn.
Yeah.
let's cast Phage. All right, let's end my turn.
And there's like a bunch of other stuff like that goes on at the end of the turn that I'm actually kind of glad that they did make the Sundial for, because, like, you know, it kind of helps keep certain things like, Putrefacts and Ball Lightning and stuff around a bit longer. And I really like those guys.
Yeah.
Especially,
Final Fortune, too.
So like this, Shock Trooper.
What?
Oh, yeah. The new guy. Oh,
Spark Trooper. Right?
Yeah,
Shock Trooper is the expensive Mogman Attic.
Two and a pink, one of the
God damn it, Calvin. You're the worst.
Now you're talking about the Shocker. That's a red card. And his brother, the Barb Shocker, which is the most horrifying thing I've ever heard of.
Yo, man. You don't step to the Barb Shocker.
He's a 2-2 with Trample.
I actually see him played a lot. Come to think of it.
I use him.
Stupid Barb Shocker.
Every time I think about taking out the Shocker and the Barb Shocker, I just like laugh my ass off at the name.
And it doesn't happen because you're too busy laughing to do it.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I'm never going to take this out because I laugh my ass off every time I see it.
I can't unsleeve this.
Yeah. I don't have the willpower. Oh my god.
Strangely enough, I'm actually kind of surprised that Wizards hasn't made like a end of turn version of like Paradox Haze.
Where you skip the end of your turn?
There are two ends of turns?
Yeah,
there are
two
ends. Oh, there are two ends of turns.
Your turn ends
twice.
Huh. Oh, God.
No, thank you, sir.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like it would do quite as much, because mostly it's cleanup, you know? So it's like...
Yeah, but it would work for cards like Call to the Grave at the beginning of each player's, Call to the Grave is each player's upkeep, right? And they have to sacrifice a non-zombie token? Or a non-zombie creature or something?
Or like Anawan, stuff like that.
Or your Luminar Ascension.
Call to the Grave, let's see.
Why does everyone hate on Anawan, Corey, dude?
Hey, I don't know.
I don't. Well, I can understand people hating him. I don't understand like people being like he's too weak. It's like, yo.
I mean, I run Draenor in my mono black deck, so no hate here.
Yeah. Actually, no. Call of the Grave doesn't do anything, Calvin, because
that's right.
That's
it. It just blows up and it blows up again.
You know what, Calvin? Vote for that card with you make the card. It's black. That sounds like a black effect. End the turn twice.
How far along are they with that? They just picked the color?
Yeah, they picked color, and now they're voting on global or aura. And if you vote aura, you're a terrible human being.
Yeah, let me do that right now.
All
right,
go for it.
Where is that? What is that?
The you make the card from WotC.
Oh, they're doing a new thing.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Sweet. I'm definitely voting aura.
From the process that brought you Crucible of Worlds and some other cards that are really bad.
A Crucible of Worlds?
Yeah, some really bad. Like, what was that? Forgotten Ancient? Crucible of Worlds?
Yeah. And then there's that black, blue, white, enchant.
Yeah, peel from reality.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yo, man. I mean, I definitely want it to be an aura. And then I'm just going to vote for it to be Feast of the Unicorn. A functional reprint of Feast of the Unicorn.
I would vote for that.
Functional reprint, like give it like the sword and piece and payment.
I might have to go to other change my IP address a few times to vote aura a few more times.
Have you guys seen any of these crazy ideas that people are throwing out there on Twitter for the
only Travis?
Yeah, I really like the ones that Travis is coming up with, but man alive, are they broken?
Yeah, I don't even care. I just wanted to do something stupid. I wish I can't vote enchant world. What the hell, wizards?
Wait, where is this? I can't find it.
I just linked it.
Can I vote for a plane chase plane?
Dude, I think so. There's a lot of really cool abilities in the plane chase cards.
It would actually still be kind of fun if you make the plane.
Yeah, you make the plane.
Well, it's going to be an aura, because I voted aura.
Aura if this happens, I'm personally blaming you.
Creature enchantments were more fun when they weren't making hexproof dudes every freaking set.
Gregory, just letting you know, I voted for...
So it has to be an enchantment?
Yeah, we're already past...
Yeah, they passed that stage already.
I voted artifact for the type because I'm a bad person.
So either global enchantment or an aura. Let's do an aura. Why not?
Aura.
Look, let you know, Corey, that I voted for global enchantment. Just because of the fact that I voted for global enchantment, it means it's going to be an aura.
Yeah.
Aura. That would be so stupid. Like, if it becomes...
Over here.
I've actually just been voting the wrong thing every single time.
So you voted red creature?
Well, I did vote red for the enchantment color.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I voted artifact because artifacts are the most busted things.
Red artifact?
Well, yeah, I mean, they gave you type first, so I voted artifact. And then artifact didn't make it, so then I had to vote red.
Ghostfire, colorless red card?
Stop.
No, that was sweet.
Over.
Who's being told to stop? Who's being naughty?
Yeah,
my dog.
Dog's not being bad.
He's not supposed to be in the bed, but he's in the bed.
You're in the bed while talking to three guys?
Yeah.
That's
my
hot.
Wife's laying next to me. I don't know if that makes it weirder or less weird.
It just means your wife is watching you talk to three guys while you're in bed.
Yeah.
She's watching me look at foils on the internet and talk to three dudes about.
Are we Skype bros yet, Corey Jude? Or are you not seeing my sweet Skype picture?
Oh, I see your Skype picture, bro.
It's gross.
Sweet badge teeth. I like it.
Well, I was
clitoris.
It's gross. What was I gonna say? Fuck. Let's kill this segment.
Yeah.
What do we got left? Segment. Man, we have another one.
Third segment was the tower.
I think this one will be better than the last two.
Like I said, like these are just ideas I had tossed out. These are the ones we picked. I could have did something better for the other two on the bottom, but.
I mean, they'll be around.
I've been in bed.
I mean, I think once we get all 10 champions, you know what our next show is going to be. Two shows is going to be, it's just going to be redoing the Royal Rumble with champions.
Yes.
Because that's what people want to hear.
Yeah. Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Hey gang, our bros over at PookaTrade are trying to get it past the beta point and into a full-fledged site. Maybe you haven't used it yet, maybe you have. You should definitely check it out though. They have it on Indiegogo. Just Google Indiegogo and PookaTrade if you're too lazy to check the show notes. Otherwise, we'll have a link to the actual thing in the show notes. It's a pretty good way to trade if you hate actually trading. You just mail cards out, get cards back, and it's pretty simple. So definitely check it out. Indiegogo, PookaTrade, link in the show notes. Later. Chatter like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me do.
finishing breakfast. So that's what I'm gonna do.
All right, people. Calvin, also known as Captain Red Zone.
We got it for you.
Swag.
Back when we woke.
Into the Red Zone.
Swag.
We got it for you.
Swag.
Back when we woke.
Into the Red Zone. Okay, so now that I've actually sat back and kind of asked around with two topics that kind of really didn't go anywhere, it's time to actually get into something that I actually do know, battle strategies. And this segment, we're going to be talking about a little format that I like to think of as the tower. And basically, it's finding an angle to attack and from where you expect little to no opposition. This is usually where you find a deck that comes at an opponent from a different way that most opponents aren't really expecting straight out. Like, the guy who builds the deck with nothing but flyers.
Oh, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
So, like, Edric?
Yeah, Edric.
Yeah. The guy, like, or the person who has, like, the deck with nothing but, like, unblockable guys. And this is something that I've actually...
That guy's the idiot.
So, Vella?
Yep. And we've also... And one thing I actually kind of was thinking about, maybe, like, horsemanship with walls. But I don't really do too much with horsemanship, because horsemanship is one of those things where it's like, if it's on your general, it's amazing. If it's not on your general, it's kind of, might as well just be something else. Might as well just be Shadow. But,
pretty boss.
Well, the thing that kind of brought this topic to my mind was because I was thinking about, basically building like a blue-black deck for Dimir and fill it in with a bunch of creatures like Invisible Stalker and, what was it, Tortured Souls and unblockable or hexproof creatures and whatever. And then putting those interesting cipher effects on these unblockable guys. And because it seems like that's basically the only real way to ever actually get a use out of any of them. Because you kind of got to guarantee a hit for these cards to work from Gatecrash for it. And I really have just been kind of like looking around trying to find ways to kind of use them. And that's the only way I could even think of for a while. But like, the more I looked at it, I was like, you know, it actually sounds like a really great way of actually kind of taking out an opponent, because opponents would expect for you to have creatures that eventually will interact with theirs or creatures that they can target. But if you got a bunch of creatures that are hexproof, like the ghost from, what was it, Innistrad? Not the ghost. They weren't ghosts. They were Geist. There we go. Like the Geist from, Innistrad that had like various hexproof effects and stuff like that. And, what was it, the Captain Geist? The one colorless, a blue and a white.
The Spirit Captain.
Yeah, him. And one of the other things, what I was thinking about is, like, I thought this would actually be a pretty interesting way of kind of, like, taking out opponents. Mainly because, like, you know, most opponents, they don't really expect you to kind of play on the same level with axes. Like, when you get to a table, like, you know, most people will kind of do their own thing to win. Sometimes you have a combo player, sometimes you have an aggressive player. But I really like the idea of having a bunch of walls in your deck. You just kind of keep them down on the ground to kind of keep your opponents off your life total. Or maybe like, you know, a couple fog effects to kind of keep your life total low. Not low, but safe. While you're kind of like slowly picking away at people with like invisible stalkers and stuff of that nature. Or maybe even just a couple flyers. Like, you know, maybe you got a couple like bird tokens from something like, damn it, I can't remember. Give me a second. What was his landfall creature's name? It was not Emrakul. It was Emira?
Emira Angel?
Emira Angel? There we go. Emira Angel. Because, like, you know, you get, like, Emira Angel, you drop a couple of lands, and you're getting a couple of flyers going out. And the average deck for most people don't really carry flyers in, like, mass. I mean, they'll have, like, one or two dragons, a couple of sphinx, maybe a... Something along that nature. Maybe a couple of small flyers here and there. But not like expecting like pretty much your entire deck to be up in the air. And you can usually take out a lot of people with that because, you know, it's just attacking your opponent from an angle they weren't expecting. And while you're safe up in top of while you're attacking them with your flyers or your unblockable guys, you're just kind of laying some walls down on the ground just to kind of keep you protected. So, while
Uh-oh.
Coughing. He'll be back, I think.
So while he's gone, I noticed that intentionally or not, banding is missing from this list. What gives, guys? What's going on here?
I love any card with Oracle text where it has to explain banding that where it didn't explain it on the actual card. Because it adds like five lines of text to everything. banning is my favorite thing, but they don't have the bans with legends lands in Magic Online, and it makes me very sad.
Do those not exist there?
Yeah, they don't exist there. They don't have, like, Sarah whatever. Is it Sarah Sanctum? I feel like that's Sarah Sanctum.
Sarah Sanctum taps for enchantments.
Oh, so that's the good one. That's the good
one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, there's... Oh, it must be Cathedral of Sarah. Yeah. White legendary creatures you control with bands with other legendary creatures. That's what we like to roll. Calvin, what were you saying? I forget.
Well, I was getting ready to start talking about, like, some of the walls that I would actually like to put in certain decks.
Wouldn't you rather just run, like, propaganda effects and stuff?
Well, you could do that as well. I mean, there's various ways you
can... I mean, unless you're running Rolling Stones, and then I can support the wall.
The propaganda effects and Ghost Quarter, those are, you know, very popular ways of kind of keeping control of it. Even that, like, new enchantment that makes people have to pay for each enchantment that you have.
F that thing, man.
What is that?
Sphere of Safety. Yeah. It's, like, the perfect card for a Hanna deck.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, I need that for this Urtai Stacks deck.
Yeah.
Uncommons. All right.
Yeah. But, like, having enchantment effects like that can actually, like, you know, as long as you're causing your opponent to pay extra manas and do various tricks and things like that to come at you, then, yeah, like, it can actually be a real good deterrent to keep the entire table away. But, like, I like keeping a couple walls around just for the very few moments when someone actually does get through. And then you could use something like a Wall of Glare.
Oh, man. Wall of Glare. That takes me back.
This is a Doran deck, right, is what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the only reason you'd want to run walls, really, is if you're playing Doran.
No, because walls are awesome. Fog Bank, greatest wall ever.
Yeah.
And Wall of Blossom. Get you a chance to draw a card, and you can block a couple creatures.
Yeah. I mean, I main deck Wall of Diffusion in some decks, but that's because I'm a butthole.
There's this one really cool Wall of Mulch. Have you guys seen this one where you sacrifice a wall and pay a green to draw a card? It's pretty awesome.
I run a Wall of Souls in Urtai with Karma. It's pretty sweet. Swing at me, bro.
Oh, yeah, Wall of Soul.
What was I going to say?
But you also got like a card like a Wall of Resistance, where at the beginning of each upkeep, if the Wall of Resistance was dealt damage this turn, it gets a +0/+1 counter.
I mean, that's good. Yes. I mean, I'm all for it right there.
Proliferate that with the new Simic guy.
Yeah.
Why did I like Alabaster Wall so much? Now I need to look at it again. It prevents one damage.
Isn't it a wall of wood, basically? Right.
It you tap it to prevent the next one damage that would be dealt.
Right. Right.
It's from masks. What do you expect? Right.
Yeah, I remember that now.
I like when it comes to axes of attack that most people aren't prepared for. Those are I like to main deck answers for those, even though I usually don't even see a sad or shadow creature. Like I'll run Reality Anchor just because it cantrips, and you never know.
Seems good.
Reality Anchor just so you can.
I thought you were gonna say Maze of Shadows.
Nah, I run Wall of Diffusion. I don't usually run Maze of Shadows.
Okay. Shadow is pretty awesome though. There's a lot of really good black shadow creatures.
I lie. I actually have Maze of Shadows in a couple decks.
Yes.
I had forgotten what Maze of Shadow was until I pulled it up. I'm like, well, yeah, I actually do have that. You never know, man. You never know.
It's pretty good. Always like, there's always the Wall of Denial, the Great Wall of No. The flying defending wall is 0 attack and 8 defense and shroud.
Yeah. That's blue white though. Blue white's lame.
Well, like I'm saying, like for various decks. Like if we're talking about like a deck with flyers, we could always go with Wall of Denial. If we're talking about like a deck that's just like if we're going like Esper colors, we can also still slip it in with there in there with that.
Okay.
Get a decent like thing going.
I'm gonna admit, when you sent me this segment, I thought we were gonna talk about axes of attack. I didn't realize we were gonna spend 15 minutes talking about walls.
Well, the reason we were talking about walls is because it's kind of like...
No, I think you tricked me. You're like, here's this sweet segment, and then in your mind you're like, I'm gonna talk about walls. This is my plan. I'm gonna talk about walls.
If you look at the note on number...
Yeah, it's the last
three,
word.
It says, and walls.
And walls. Slow rolled me there. I should have just read the tower. Walls, 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 walls.
Well, the whole premise of the tower is that you're in a high position where opponents can't really touch you.
I finally got that. I didn't understand why you were calling it the tower.
Yeah, what's the tower made of, bro?
Made of walls. Come on.
Okay, I fucking get it now.
Not made of flyers.
You assholes tricked me into
it. You're up in a tower, kind of like sitting on top of a nice building. You got flyers going out, sending messages down, doing whatever, and no one can touch you because you're surrounded by walls.
It's like everybody's dream in the zombie apocalypse. Okay. Just sit up high.
Yeah. Kind of like poor Andy from the Dawn of the Dead remake.
Oh yeah,
was it called Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah, except he gets eaten.
The only reason he got eaten was because he was living in a gun shop. If he actually had access to any kind of food at that place, he could have sat there all day, and he would have just taken out every zombie in that town out of boredom if he could only have just found a way to like maintain food and water.
That doesn't sound like too bad of an apocalypse scenario.
Was it with you guys? One of you guys brought up riding the Dilu horse?
I love that card.
Yeah. I just couldn't remember if it was Cassidy. Were you the one who brought it up in the first place?
Probably not, because I have no idea what the fuck you just said.
Riding the Dilu horse. It's a 2 and a green for a sorcery. Target creature gets +2/+2 and gains horsemanship. The thing is that it doesn't end. It's a sorcery that gives them +2 in horsemanship forever.
Yep. It's also $80, sweet life.
P3, I hate P3K with passion, except for some. Just saying.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what about Dong Zhao, the traitor, or whatever? His name's Dong.
Dong.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty funny. But he's also
what we become, guys?
Pretty much.
Dong. Well, Christian's favorite word is Dong. It's not everything he owns, so.
Like, I'm at a... At the old Grand Prix, I met Norbert, the dude who doesn't talk.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, he talks more in person, so it's okay. But, like, the first thing I do is see him buying a friggin' Ravages War. It's like, what's wrong with you, buddy?
Oh, God.
I love how, like, you just keep hearing the stop every once in a while, and it just sounds like someone's telling us to stop.
Yeah, dog's really bad. My wife is your subconscious.
Like, I really feel like she probably uses that tone to spurn your advances, too.
Nah, man.
No.
Nah, bro.
Like, no. Stop.
Stop. Stay. The house. Something.
Do I have to get the hose?
What kind of dog is it?
It's a rat terrier chihuahua.
What?
Yeah.
Because a rat terrier wasn't freaking small enough.
Yeah. We added some, you know what's the problem with this rat terrier? It's way too big. Get some chihuahua in here.
Yeah. Let's make him a little Mexican.
Make him a little ethnic.
Do you see, it's been around the internet enough where it was just, like, a dude thought he bought poodles, but they were steroided ferrets.
Ferrets. Oh, my God.
They looked awesome. Like, I'd rather have the ferret on steroids. It looks awesome.
Okay, I have to search.
How much you paid for those steroids?
I don't know. It's like one of those urban legends, it sounds like, where, you know, they thought they bought a dog, but they bought a Mexican rat.
Yeah.
Like in Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. But look at those boss ferrets. The ferret is on the right. How the hell did you ever think that was a poodle?
Look at that face.
It looks like a fucking mole or something.
It's like, yo, what up?
I've never seen a dog before. I will buy this one.
Oh, I will buy a dog from a street vendor in Brazil.
Caniche, toy, or Huron? Oh my God. $150 bucks. What a steal.
Yo, I want to know what steroids they used on the ferrets.
Jesus Christ.
Probably the same thing John Cena uses.
I like how this story is followed up with toy poodle facts. Like if they're taller than 25 centimeters tall, they can't compete.
That's true.
I was looking. I found a different one. I'm gonna check out this one that you just sent me. I have two computers up, so.
Oh, look at you!
My vision's always divided.
Okay. Can't believe it took me this long to understand what the tower meant. Actually, I can believe that.
Yeah. More from Yahoo News: daydreaming while driving is worse than being drunk. Is that what?
Oh, it's
worse than texting. What? Daydreaming while you're driving? What the fuck? Why wouldn't you?
God damn it.
Are you looking up Stronghold Overseer? Is that who you're looking for, Calvin?
No, it's like
Calvin's still here?
No, it's like every time I get ready to like say something, I go into another fucking coughing fit.
It's okay. We're about to end it, I think.
Yeah.
No, it's just one of those things where it's like something I was trying to mention was like using like or to kind of like give Christian something else to think about was like the concept you could use like things like spreading seas to make certain lands.
Oh yeah, I love doing
into islands, and then you can get like island walk and various other axes like that going.
Spreading seas, but, cantrips. I'm gonna run it. I run it every blue deck.
Yeah, it's good.
But the thing is, like every time I got ready to like open my mouth to say anything, a cough was coming out.
Well, hell, I'll run what's the terrible one that makes something a swamp?
Yeah, the new one? Yeah. When it taps the paint?
Well, it's a reprint because it was so awesome before they needed to bring it back.
Evil Presence.
Evil Presence.
Yep.
Well, hell, I've run Phantasmal Terrain.
Yeah.
Which I think is 2 blue and doesn't draw you a card.
What's the one from the new set that makes it a swamp, and then when you tap it, it deals 2 to you or something?
I think, is that the one that lets you draw a card? Oh, wait, no, that's a different thing.
No.
I think that's just Evil Presence.
Sounds unfamiliar.
No, it's not Evil Presence. Evil Presence literally just makes it a swamp.
Yeah.
I forget what the other one was in, like, Rise, too, wasn't it?
Spreading Seas was in Rise.
That's right.
I think it was in Zendikar, actually.
Good old
Spreading Seas. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're right.
Tainted Whale, though.
I feel like the word tainted is probably in it.
Contaminated Ground.
That's it. Right.
Watch out for this ground, it's contaminated.
Oh my god.
Some bad lands.
Hey, it wasn't Rise. Sweet.
Oh, it was?
Damn. Yeah, I was smart.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen very often.
Hmm. Well, what the hell, I have to kill myself now.
Yeah.
Alright.
Blanket of Night that turns each land into a swamp in addition to its other land types.
Yeah, that's a global enchantment.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna do that, though, I'll just run fucking Orborg, you know what I mean? Like, I'll just run my one Orborg in that deck.
That seems like a lot of work.
Nah.
What's this stupid card where each land produces a different color?
Oh, Naked Singularity, I think.
Yes.
talk about another card with Cumulative Upkeep that is just retarded.
It's so awesome.
It's awesome, but it's retarded.
Yeah.
You could put that in your fucking Reaper King deck. That'd be awesome, actually.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet. Except for the cumulative upkeep part.
Oh, yeah. And you could probably just play Prismatic Omen, and that's, like, much better.
Nah. Alright, so I understand the tower now, and it's awesome. So I understand all the wall talk now.
Yeah.
The end.
Walls are pretty awesome. I like
them. I like walls. I don't like... Like, I feel like it's one of those things where it's stupid, so a lot of people try to build the wall deck. So, for you kids out there, you're not going to be a special snowflake if you try to build the wall deck. I just want to let you all know.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do that somebody else hasn't already done, so just do what you want.
And Rolling Stones has been around forever, and so has Animate Wall, so, yeah.
And the, what is it, the glyphs? Are the ones that let walls do damage, but then you have to sack the wall?
Yeah, no, that's terrible. There's an equipment, though, Warmonger's Chariot that... lets it so you can, it gives a defender creature able to attack, and I just think it's hilarious that you throw a fucking wall on a chariot.
Push it downhill.
Yeah, like put something like a shield sphere on a fucking... this will work, guys, don't worry about it.
But Cass, why would you not run Blanket of Night over, whatchamacallit, the tomb? Because the tomb is legendary. At least with Blanket of Night. Like, it's just a regular-ass enchantment.
Because Tomb doesn't cost 3 mana.
I actually don't have a Blanket of Night either. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
I might actually do that, because...
Blanket of Night's like, what, 20 cent?
I don't know, man. It's like how...
I haven't gotten around to it, you know?
It's like how people run Wasteland instead of Sinkhole.
Yeah. I think Sinkhole's much better, but it's also pretty expensive, too, right? If I remember.
All right. So, kids, if you loved all the Calvin segments or have something to say or just want to say hi to Corey Jude, why don't you email the show at offcolorcast@gmail.com? Except for that last thing. That one won't really work. All right, let's finish this bad boy. Fuck.
Oh, sorry, Corey, for having such a horrible episode.
That's okay.
Nah, man.
We'll get you.
I think it'll be good, dude. I think it'll be good.
Yeah, I think it's good.
It won't be as bad as some of the other ones we've done. So.
Yeah, I think we'll listen to it and we'll have no topic, but who cares? It was pretty fun anyways.
And this is the return episode after how many weeks?
Like a month.
Oh, month, sweet.
So those bastards better like it or else we won't make another one.
Yeah.
Yes, you will.
Yeah. We might. It'll just be a while.
Yeah, couldn't we'll stop if you wanted to.
Oh, I definitely could.
Calvin's the drive that keeps us going.
He's like, why don't we just do it every other week? And we're like, oh, yeah.
Every other week is awesome. You know it's more awesome? Every third week.
Yeah. Like once a month. Here you go.
Every fifth week.
Let's finish this up here. Hey, beautiful people, you survived episode 44 of Off Color Cast. Yeah, you did. If you want to hit me up, I'm on Twitter at Christian Renault, or why don't you just email the show offcolorcast@gmail.com. Let's let the bell of the ball, the new boy here, say goodbye first. Corey Judish, why don't you let people know how they can get at you if you want them to, or say goodbye, or plug something? You don't have anything to plug. You're a terrible man.
No, I'm not plugging anything.
And he is sitting next to his wife, though. Just
yeah. That's too bad. Way to get married.
Yeah.
We have a tiny-ass dog.
Yeah, he's finally sleeping now that we're fucking finished.
Bet you feel like a big old man when you're cleaning his shit out the yard.
That's right.
Or do you have one of those puppy pads for him?
No, he goes in the backyard, but when he dukes in the neighbor's yard, sometimes I let it sit there out of spite.
That's just straight rude.
Yeah, that's what's up.
You're a bad man. No wonder anyway. You can't get a real house in Lafayette.
So, if you want to get in touch with me for whatever reason, you can find me on Twitter at Corey Jude, CoryJude. Email's the same, CoryJude@gmail.com.
Short and sweet, unlike any of us. We like that. Cassidy, why don't you say goodbye?
Unlike my intros and my exits, I am short and probably pretty sweet. I'm
probably pretty sour.
And by now, it's already way too long to be short. Check out the articles on TCGplayer in the Magic section if there was ever any other card game that existed anymore. And then, I'm at Right or Wrong on Twitter, and... how can I make this longer? Okay, that's it. That's all I can do.
Alright, and Calvin, why don't you take us on home here?
Hopefully I don't, lose a lung while trying to do this. Okay, everybody, this is Calvin, also known as Captain Red Zone on the internet. And if you're looking for me, you can always find me on Twitter, at Captain Red Zone, or you can email me, CaptainRedZone@gmail.com. Oh, I almost lost it there for a second. You can also catch us on offcolorcast.com and mtgcast.com, where our shows go up. Usually you can listen to us directly from offcolorcast.com. We don't really know exactly when we go up on mtgcast, but, we'll be up there. You can always go to the Facebook page. There's a Facebook group for offcolorcast. Usually that's the place you can go. We can let you know then when each and every one of our new shows actually do come up, when we finally do record them and post them out. There's always Google Plus, which is kind of like the Ebola virus of social networks. Like, you go there and it just is going to kill you. Sorry.
The Google Plus is getting to him.
Yeah, Google Plus will make you bleed out of your ass from whatever.
There you go.
Yeah, look at this sweet dude who writes for the Yu-Gi-Oh! Section of TCG Player. Why can't you be awesome like that guy?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Oh my god.
Does that even count as a guy?
It's totally a dude.
I mean, he's gotta be like 15.
What was the inspiration for that shot where they're like, alright, now we need one epic one over the shoulder?
Have you seen Cassidy's fucking picture on there?
What? I changed it.
Well, the old one lives on in on our banner, so.
Yeah, oh,
it's
yeah.
on in cached internet world.
Yeah.
Cassidy, yeah. You know this guy?
No.
Are you sure?
Man. I've only met like one TCG player guy.
Oh, he's been raiding since 2009.
Wow. Since he was 6.
Yeah.
Uh.
I was actually thinking about trying to do that now. Like during like
write
the week.
Write Yu-Gi-Oh?
No, not that. I'm talking about like for the website. Like on the weeks when we're not actually recording, I'm actually thinking I might actually try to go back into writing articles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do that. I ain't gonna stop.
S-E-O.
At least that
do you
way,
have anything
like,
else to say?
I was just done.
Finished the show.
Oh, it's fucking finished. Okay.
Like we were just talking about Yu-Gi-Oh and random crap.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I had just.
Like shortly after like the Google Plus thing, my voice kind of gave out, and I just gave up on my exit. I'm pretty sure I'm probably missing something, but I really don't care right now. I really just want to go take some NyQuil and get back in bed.
All right.
Should have never left like me, bro.
Like, we ain't all out here sleeping with rat terriers and shit, man.
Giant steroided.
Giant steroid covered rat turds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, kids. Well, I have the week off, so I should probably have the show edited by tomorrow, but that means I'll probably get it edited next Tuesday.
Yeah. tomorrow week.
Yeah.
The tomorrow week.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Pretty much like that. And then hopefully all the champions will be out by the next show, so we can just not have to think of anything.
Well, we should play a game of GGO too together and record it. I want to do that still.
Oh yeah, we can totally do that.
Yeah.
Holy shit, what did I just do?
We've already shown like, what, 2, 3 of them?
Yeah, I recorded the ones me and Calvin had.
Yeah, that's what people want to see, you and Calvin.
I didn't have any audio, so it's not quite what I wanted. But, yeah.
So they don't have to hear Calvin?
No, it's just a game we played.
It'd actually be good then.
They were pretty one-sided games, if I remember correctly.
All right, you beautiful children. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks for coming out.
About time, Corey Jude.
Dissing us
and ducking us and whatnot.
Hey, you know what? The Corey Jude has lots of important business, okay?
That's true. I have zero important business.
Not really.
All right. He's gonna get
on some business. See ya.
Some business. Yeah. Not with the dog in the bed, you're not gonna.
Nope.
Whatever.
And really? There's nothing worse than when the dog's staring at you. It's like, whatever. What are you doing, man? You don't need to see this.
Oh, this is probably worse, but that is pretty bad.
Give it the thumbs up.
Just give it a thumbs up. He'll just walk away, scared.
Dogs always want to know what's going on. Like, the cats will look like they're judging you, but dogs are like, yo, what's going on here? Is this something I could be doing?
Dog's gonna be watching you.
Feel like y'all are neglecting.
Start licking himself.
My wife had a dog who used to think that I was attacking her, so we had to close the door when we were fucking her. Or else he'd be all like trying to kill me.
What kind of a dog was it?
It was like wolf.
Oh, a Rottweiler.
No, it was like a husky wolf type deal. He was pretty feral, so.
Same difference.
He was gonna bite you on the
gut. Murdered by a husky for fucking its owner.
All right, this time I'm actually gonna hang up here.
All right, see you guys later.
See y'all.
All right, guys.